63 and hit it close, and so whatever works.
He's a regular guy, isn't he? He's like really...
It's the most laid back. Yeah, so sometimes you don't think he has a pulse. You know, he's the most laid back guy. Got to be in sports. I mean, you would think all he did was a little of this after he won the freaking PGA Championship. So I probably would have pulled a Happy Gilmore and rode the horse or whatever.
What'd you shoot when you played
him? 78. I played all right. He not like that. It was impressive.
Brandy, you talked about the things you wanted to do in the first preseason game, and it seems like you did that. What do you want to now do in this next game? Same similar stuff, add to it?
I think, you know, the same similar stuff. I think manage the offense, like I said. You know, we didn't have any penalties, didn't have any false starts, no delay games, stuff like that. Just continue to manage the offense, have positive plays, take care of the football, and first downs. I mean, we had a 14-play drive and then a 10 or 11-play drive. So we strung together two really good ones. You know, I'd love to do it again. Obviously, you know, I missed on a couple throws. So if I could get, you know, if I would have been perfect, you know, perfect, I'd want to, you know, complete them all. But just build on it. You know, keep continuing to take those things and build on it.
Hey, Chutzen is not ready to name a starting quarterback for the start of the regular season. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he makes all the decisions. So I'm all I can really control is what I do out here. You know, and then whenever, you know, I do or I feel where I, you know, get all the work put in, and if I get, you know, continue to impress and do all those things, and everything will take care of itself. So, yeah, I got to worry about me, and then, you know, the rest will kind of follow suit.
Does that bother you at all, or do you kind of know what he's doing with this, challenging you mentally or whatever it is and not naming the starter right now?
Well, I mean, you know, I can't really say he's challenging me, but I think, you know, I can't worry about it. You know, I've got a lot of other things to worry about. You know, I'm about to go play a game in 2 weeks. That's my 2 days. That's my main focus is playing against Detroit and play well. And then like again, if I can do that, then hopefully things will take care of itself.
How good is it going to be to have Richardson out there with you?
It'll be good. They just made a point. I guess he didn't play in the preseason last year. I completely forgot about that. So it'll be nice for him to get out there and you know, have him back in the backfield and do some things. You know, he's healthy. I think he feels good, and I'm excited to have him back. Overall, you know, fairly good. I mean, obviously, some days are better than others, and some plays are better than others. But that's just the part of training camp. You know, you gotta. You know, what's deceiving is we're not scheming against our defense. We're not, you know, game planning against anybody. We're running plays. So, you know, it's good for us because it challenges us. It makes it tough on us. You know, when our defense is doing certain things, and we're not. You know, we got to adjust on the fly. So it's, you know, it's been up and down. But I think overall, I've continued to make steady progress.
Is there any doubt in your mind you're going to be the guy September 8th?
Well, I mean, I'm confident I'm going to be, but you know, I'm also, you know, I've got to prove it to the other guys, the guys up there upstairs, that I am the guy, and the only way I can do that is play well and keep continuing to get better.
We've asked you this before, but the fact that you have to impress people that did not draft you, how does that factor into this?
Yeah, I mean. That would be a situation anywhere across the league, unless you're, you know, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, all these guys. I mean, you gotta, you know, it's a competitive sport. It's a competitive position, you know, and it'd be my second year. Things didn't go as well as obviously did 1-2 last year. So, you know, now that means I have to show these guys that I can play and show these guys that I can be the man. So, just one more obstacle I gotta overcome, but I just gotta, again, you know, worry about what I can control.
Chud said today he characterized quarterback competition as still close. How do you feel about it seeming close still?
Well, I mean, like I said, he makes all the decisions. You know, I guess I just need to keep continuing to work. That's really, you know, go out and play like I did last Thursday night and, you know, keep continuing to put together drives and first downs, like I said, you know, earlier on and you know, keep continuing to grow.
Is it possible that, you know, he wants to kind of keep that competition going just because it still brings out the best in everybody to keep it going throughout camp?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, competition is good. I've told you guys that all along. I think it makes everybody better, you know, regardless of position. I think it challenges guys to come focused each and every day to work and keep continuing to play better. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, competition, no matter what sport you're playing, is always good.
The thought that this offense is very good for you has been out there for months now. Now that camp is ending, what about that? What's the updated thought that you might have on this offense being very well suited to you?
You know, I think, you know, I think for the most part, I mean, I think It is. I mean, as an offense, I think this scheme, you know, fits what I do well as far as, you know, the route concepts and being in the shotgun and the play action stuff is what I enjoy doing. And I think are kind of my skill set. So, you know, I still, you know, stick by those comments. I think it is, you know, it does suit me pretty well. But with that being said, I still have to go play well. You know, no matter what system, you got to – good players will find a way to play well in any system. And, you know, this system, whatever, you know, West Coast or whatever you call that, what we did last year's, you know, you got to find a way to play well. And, you know, good players find a way to do it.
Browns haven't won very many games in the last couple of years. Is there, like, a new winning attitude here?
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think that starts, you know, with the leaders and it starts with everybody involved. I mean, obviously the changes and the attitude is win and compete and, you know, keep continuing to do those things and family. I think that's one thing that, you know, we really stress around here. And I think you combine all those things, you put them all together, we're trying to build a winning culture. And, you know, it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight, but I think we're moving in the right direction. We got a great, you know, great group of leaders. We got a great staff that are going to put us in position. And, you know, Mr. Haslam's obviously, you know, gone out of his way to make things better for us as players, to give us every opportunity to succeed. So that's the culture we want. We want winning culture around here. And you know, what better way to start than starting now?